NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has been following the hearings today, and she joins us now. Mary Louise, let's start with the FBI. We just heard from Robert Mueller saying they wanted to put the house in order. He came in just before the attacks of September 11th, and the committee members seem to be giving him a bit of slack today.
Well, he's in a unique position. He started September 4th, so exactly 1 week before September 11th, he... Over the summer beforehand, didn't even have access to classified information. He was coming in from outside the bureau. So he, as we say, he's in a unique position. He can't really be held accountable for all of the problems that preceded September 11th. He does seem to have convinced the commissioners that he has a lot of good ideas for fixing those problems. He persuaded them to such an extent today that they ran out of questions for him and let him go half an hour early. And he said, as we just heard him saying there, change is not going to happen overnight, but we are making progress. He one by one answered some of those charges that we heard the commission chairman, Tom Kaine, putting to him. Just as one example, the key question that keeps getting raised of linguists. They don't have enough people to translate intelligence coming in, particularly in the key languages like Arabic, Pashto, Urdu. And he said, look, we've hired more than 600 new linguists. We've changed the way the procedure works so that requests coming in that deal with counterterrorism are processed first. Those are done within 24 hours. These are all changes, and we're making it happen.
Tone seemed to be a little bit different for George Tenet over at the CIA. Tougher questions and a lot more questions about reform and how to turn this ship around, in a sense.
Tenet, still very much. I mean, every commissioner, as they went through and made their critique of the CIA, said how much they were respectful and admired George Tenet's work. But yes, he had a lot of questions that he had to answer. He came under particular scrutiny for this statement that we still need 5 more years to rebuild human intelligence, the clandestine service of the CIA, with Thomas Kaine, again, the chairman, questioning that publicly. Afterward, in a press conference, the Democratic vice chair of the commission saying, this worries me. We've known this is a problem for 10, 15 years. What have we been doing? Why do we still need 5 more years? And George Tenet said, look, I inherited this problem. I've made it my number one priority to fix it and fix it right. We still need another 5 years.
Part of what this commission ultimately will do in its report is to suggest changes to the system. Were you getting an inkling from the questions they were posing of what they have in mind, what they may be about to propose?
Well, I wondered if they didn't walk away with more questions after the briefings today than they walked in with. We've heard a lot about these two proposed changes that maybe we need to break out domestic intelligence from the FBI, create something analogous to the British MI5 intelligence service. But witness after witness after witness in the hearings saying, we don't think that's a good idea. It appeared that they may have been changing some of the commissioners' minds.
I don't think anyone has said it is a good idea.
No,
as far
we
as
haven't.
I can tell.
No, in fact, we've heard from several witnesses, this is a huge mistake. This is the worst thing you could do.
Thanks, Mary Louise.
You're welcome.
NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly, who's been covering the hearings of the 9/11 Commission.